going to go through a whole gamut. It's kind of going to be a 30,000-foot overview of law enforcement. You know, they'll get to meet many or most of their local officers. We'll talk about everything from the history of modern policing, anatomy of a criminal case. They'll get to tour 911, hear a little bit about that. The Grundy County Sheriff has been gracious enough to sign on again this year, and he'll talk about what the Sheriff's Office does for our community, as well as give a jail tour. We'll talk about crime scene procedures, criminal investigations, domestic violence, drug investigations, traffic, patrol tactics, our crisis intervention team, use of force. They'll also get to take a tour of the Children's Advocacy Center. They'll get to meet with the state and municipal prosecutor, as well as some other people that we work very closely with, some other organizations that make our jobs much, much easier. For this class, we'll have an opportunity to learn a little bit about what their Trenton police officers and their Grundy County Sheriff's deputies do. They'll get to, you know, like I said, have that 30,000-foot overview, but more importantly, it's an opportunity to keep those lines of communication open. You know, through these classes, we often learn things from members of our community that are helpful for us. So it's a give-and-take type relationship where we're all kind of, you know, sharing what we do and sharing our opinions. And we hope the takeaway is that they understand the dynamics of policing and maybe why some things happen and some things can't happen. But most of all, it's the communication. It's educating the public on what we do so that they understand when we do the things. A couple benefits for folks who attend this class. One is they get to be part of something that I believe is very, very good. But they also get to do some ride-alongs with our officers, and it'll culminate at the end with a chance to shoot at the firearms training simulator, which is a big electronic firearm simulator that gives them a chance to participate in shoot-or-don't-shoot type activities and scenarios. I would caution anyone who thinks they may have a warrant. If you have a warrant, we're probably going to take care of that before you can attend. But it's open to the public, and it's free of charge.